It's the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, the first four verses. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. This is the word of the Lord.
Father, I pray that from what I speak, that you would communicate, Father, your truth, your love, and your wisdom, and that you would give us ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. So today is Palm Sunday. I guess we all know that. There will be palm crosses at the back, so if you'd like to help yourself to one at the end of the service, you are very, very welcome. And I wonder what image you have in your head when you think about Palm Sunday. Certainly for me, I'm thinking about Jesus on a donkey. I'm thinking about him going over the palm leaves, the people shouting, "Hosanna, come and save us." But I know that amidst the picture in my head is also the kind of subtext of, "I think you're making a mistake," to the crowds, thinking actually they've gone wrong somewhere in the middle of this. They've misunderstood what Jesus is about. They've thought he's all about kicking out the Romans and setting them free, and clearly he wasn't. And I know that for a long time, the way that I've kind of put that in my own head was to think Jesus was about the spiritual. He was about sorting out the soul and the internal, and they thought he was about the external. They thought he was about the government and the country and all of that. But this week, I've kind of realized that I should have a bit more sympathy for them, and let me just talk you through some of the reasons why. Zechariah 9 is where we read in the Old Testament, "Here, see, your king comes riding on a donkey." And then the passage goes on to talk about the rule being established from sea to sea and peace spreading. And it is a very earthy picture. It is a very political picture. It is a picture of the rule of Jesus that spreads out from there. And so you can imagine, as they saw the donkey trotting in, that's your logical next step. This is where the story's going to go. Jesus didn't really have a mission or vision statement in the way that we sometimes have, like typed along the top of our letters, thank goodness. But when he stood up at the start of his ministry, in Luke chapter 4, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim freedom for the captives, good news to the poor, the rebuilding of the cities." And when you read that, again, it's a very earthy sort of vision. It's a very practical, material sort of vision. And so I get why they thought he was going to chuck out the Romans. That makes sense. But the mistake that I've always thought they were making is I don't think their only, or perhaps even their main mistake. Of course, Jesus did come for the spiritual. He did come for our forgiveness. He did come to wash us clean. Isaiah 61 says towards the end about being clothed in righteousness and salvation. And in the New Testament, that's picked up. And we realize that Jesus is our clothing, as it says in Galatians 3. He's the one who we are clothed with. He is, according to 1 Corinthians, he is our righteousness. That's how we become right with God. But all of that could easily lead you to a sort of idea that the spiritual is the only thing that Jesus came for. And that really isn't the case. And so I think one of the major mistakes the people made on Palm Sunday was timing. They thought Jesus was just about to chuck out the Romans. But in fact, Jesus' mission was a far longer term one, as we realize 2,000 years later, and still waiting for his return. In Revelation chapter 7, it again talks about palm branches, and it talks about the people being gathered, and they sing, "Salvation belongs to our God." And so there's towards the end of the story, and almost a kind of reproduction of what we see on Palm Sunday, but finally, Jesus is going to cause every knee to bow, and he's going to start his kingdom where his rule and his reign is everywhere. Where we don't need to keep praying the Lord's Prayer, "Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven," because that will actually happen. And so I wonder if one of their main mistakes on Palm Sunday was one of timing, not realizing that ultimately Jesus would change the whole of this world, that he would get rid of unjust structures and governments, that there would be a rule of peace, that he would be a king who would reign over all of the earth. But that wasn't to happen just yet. We are seeing the beginnings of that. And wherever you are, I would say to you, we are starting to see that, whether you're in Uganda, whether you're here. Part of our role in this earth, wherever we are called, is to be seeing his kingdom come, to see this world changed. And just in the last few weeks, I've been having a chat to a few people, and some people have said, "I really wish that God had called me to a more spiritual calling. I really wish that maybe I was a preacher or a teacher, or maybe my life was all about prayer." But actually, all of us in what we are called to this kingdom work. And so I brought you a pot of mud. It's very generous of me, I know. This is a pot of mud from my garden this morning. And the thing that struck me as I was going out to collect that, I know some of you have got some funny faces looking at this, but the thing that struck me as I got this is I just thought, what is the work of our hands? We are involved in the world around us. There's a spiritual element to it. We're praying about it. There's also a very physical, material sort of thing that we are grappling with. And so I would just encourage us, let's just spend a moment thinking about the work that we do and thinking about what is God calling us to be and to do in those places. How are we longing to see his kingdom come in the physical, in the material, as well as in the spiritual? And I felt particularly this morning to want to encourage some of you who perhaps would look at your job and go, or look at where you are and you work and think, "Do you know what? I'm not really sure this is the sort of thing that God's involved in. I'm not really sure how it makes a difference. I'm a Christian in it." And so I thought we could just spend a bit of time this morning praying and thinking and asking God, what does it look like to be a Christian pilot? What does it look like to be a Christian accountant? What does it look like to be a Christian lawyer? What does it look like to be a Christian shopkeeper? What's the difference that we make in the physical, in wanting to see God's kingdom come and his will be done, as well as in the spiritual? So I'm just going to give us a bit of time. Maybe just ask God for yourself, maybe even as you look at my pot of dirt, what is the work of my hands? What do you want to do with it? So let's just spend a bit of time in prayer. Jesus, we thank you that your mission was spiritual and physical, that you came to bring forgiveness and wholeness and a relationship with you. But you also came to free the captives and for justice and mercy and fairness and goodness and peace. And just as we wait now, would you put on our hearts, why have you put us where we are? What difference does it make us being Christians where we are? Would you speak to us now as we spend time waiting? This would maybe even be a good time, that, like George, to ask Jesus, is there anything else that I could do where I am? Are there any ideas you would give me, things I could try and see what you are doing? This week I'm meeting with a pub landlord to find out if we can work together. Are there people that God would say to you that you could work with and partner with to see more of his kingdom come. So, Father, once more, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you that our value is not found in what we do, but we pray that you would use us and make us brave for you. In Jesus' name, amen.